Maybe our culture or our traditions might look a little bit different from plate to plate, and the ingredients we use, or how we season the food, how we arrange the ingredients together. But it's important to recognize that my plate as a guideline is on how all these healthy foods, what are the common components that they have? And it's plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, whether they are arranged in the my plate picture or all in a bowl, but they are usually with all those ingredients.
March is National Nutrition Month. This year's theme, Food Connects Us, focuses on the role that food plays in bringing people together, establishing family traditions, and the emotional connection that certain foods can provide. On today's Sound Living, using My Plate as a guide for preparing healthy meals. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State's Priscilla Brennis, a nutrition and wellness educator for K-State Research and Extension, says the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics National Nutrition Month helps Americans focus attention on the importance of eating a variety of healthy foods. Priscilla, National Nutrition Month, an opportunity to talk about things that we can make in terms of choices for developing healthy eating habits, also being physically active as well. And as part of that, the theme this year is Food Connects Us. And I think we all understand that, going through potlucks at work and all of the holidays and things like that. So there is kind of that connection between food and just getting together.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that nutrition is just not the food we eat. It's not just what we put into our bodies. Like, somebody prepared it, that's a connection there. We may eat with somebody else, there's a connection there. We might prepare food for somebody else, there's a connection there. So, like, in this Nutrition Month, connect us with food is not only the food that we're preparing or eating, but also who we're sharing it with, how we're sharing it.
There's also some health benefits that come along with that connectedness, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you start thinking about, like, well, if I'm eating in front of the TV, what type of connection am I making there? Whereas if I'm eating along with family or friends, you are maybe talking about what you did during that day. Maybe you're talking about your goals. Maybe you're talking about things that you want to accomplish. So that connection with other people can help you be more mindful about the foods that you're eating and how much you're eating as well.
And I know when you have kids, you can also spend a lot of time teaching them how to prepare meals and actually how to set the table, how to do things, how to be kind of part of the family. It's a good way to connect from, I guess, kind of the parent's perspective to the child's perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, family meals are a great way to share with your children, to teach them even, like, as you said, how to set the table or what are the ingredients in the food that they are putting on the table. And helping them also be mindful maybe before even they set the table. Maybe that you included them in the cooking process. Or maybe they pick the recipe for that specific day and they're very excited to sit at the table and try this food that they helped prepare. So there is like a family connection that starts forming there. And those memories can bring good emotions when we are already grown up. Because I do remember when I was eating with my parents every Sunday after going to church or going to an event and sitting down with them and having a conversation about what we learned. And, after that, kids were in charge of cleaning the table as well. So we also learned, how to wash the dishes or how to distribute with the other siblings.
Yeah, that family tradition is important, and it also kind of sets the stage for those recipes that we can pass down from one generation to the next. I'm sure that your family has some. Chicken and noodles is kind of one that we have. We sometimes refer to them as comfort foods, but that's really kind of what you're doing when you teach somebody how to make a certain dish.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those traditions are very important because as we grow up, we might think like, oh, I really like the chicken and noodles my mom made, but how did she make them? So like, passing on those traditions to the younger generation, I think it's very important for them to connect with the person that taught them and also connect with food in the sense that, food is not just, as I said before, not only the, the nutrients that we're eating, but also like those connections. Because sometimes we eat things when we feel a certain way, and it's important to identify what those feelings are and what those foods are, because sometimes we may feel very happy and remember our family and maybe we are eating more fruits and vegetables that day because we are feeling, you know, like more connected to our big family meal that had more salad on the table. But there might be days that we might feel not as happy, that we might turn to other types of foods. And I think it's important to recognize what those foods are and why are we feeling connected to those foods.
Yeah, when we look at this being a nutrition month, nutrition is really at the forefront, and that kind of gets back to my plate and some of the other things that we talk about through extension. But you mentioned fruits, vegetables, lean protein is another thing we're trying to get. Whole grains is another area we emphasize. And that is kind of part of that, too, is not only learning how to prepare foods, but learning how to prepare some healthy foods as well.
Yeah, and my plate is a really good guideline because half of the plate should be fruits and vegetables. 1/4 of the plate should be lean protein and the other 1/4 grains, and hopefully half of those grains whole grains. And as we look at how we connect with food, with people and traditions, you know, maybe our culture or traditions might look a little bit different from plate to plate and the ingredients we use or how we season the food, how we arrange the ingredients together. But it's important to recognize that my plate as a guideline is on how all these healthy foods, what are the common components that they have? And it's plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, whether they are arranged in the my plate picture, or maybe they're in all in a bowl, but they're usually with all those ingredients, plenty of fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains.
You bring up a good point because sometimes we only have certain foods when we dine out. We might do Mexican one night, but we don't fix it at home very often. We might do Italian. We might do something else. But really learning how to make some of those other foods is kind of important too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes back to the mindfulness part. Because when we go out to a restaurant, we get these foods and they taste delicious. But then when we try to prepare them, we can make connections of the types of fats that are in that dish, the types of grains, are they whole grains, are they non-whole grains, the types of vegetables, how much vegetables are in that food as we are preparing it. And I think it's important that if we understand how food is prepared, you know, like what ingredients come into that food, it also opens up the possibility of us to add more nutrition to it. Instead of, you know, taking out, we are adding more nutrition. What other vegetables can I add to that specific food that will make it more nutrition or will increase the fiber? Or maybe I can pair that really nice pasta with a really nice green salad to complement those.
And sometimes thinking like that, I think, also expands the number of foods we get because I know that we tend to eat a lot of the same things, a lot of the same meals. And by doing that, you can really expand the nutrition you're getting, but also just variety of foods.
Yeah, and it's important that a healthy diet has variety. It has a lot of colors. Because if we talk about variety, you know, we are going to see that foods have different colors, right? And then when we put them together, your plate may look very colorful or may look very brown sometimes. I know my plate sometimes look very brown. So when that happens, maybe we can think about, oh, well, if it looks very brown, what are some like green or red components that I can add to it? And again, it's like that addition nutrition, right? Okay, if this is a dish that I really enjoy because it's really comforting to me, maybe I can add some more fiber by including more peas. So for example, I know my husband really likes mac and cheese. When he eats only mac and cheese, sometimes there are some digestive issues. But when he adds peas and green beans to it, those digestive issues, you know, are not as prominent. That is like additional nutrition, right? We're adding fiber to that food that we really enjoy that might be really high in fat, maybe really high in sodium. But if we add more nutrients to it, like fruits or vegetables, we can decrease the amount of fat, we can decrease the amount of salt because we're eating more fruits and vegetables with it.
Activities that people could think about doing this month, what are some things that maybe they could try?
Well, it depends. So like if you are at home, maybe you can try to eat more meals together with your family. If you like to cook, or even if you cook just one time a week, maybe one person in your family can pick one recipe per week and you can all try that recipe. If you're at school, like a teacher, you can tell students to bring their favorite fruits or vegetable to class and talk about it. Why is it that they like it so much? If you are at work, maybe you can organize a healthy potluck and make the challenge to create something that looks like my plate. You know, half of your plate should be vegetables and fruits, and then the other half a combination between grains and protein. Those are things that, depending on where we are, we can get involved with this and trying to be mindful with the resources we have available and how we can add more nutrition to it.
I know one of the things that you probably get a lot of questions about is not only a healthy diet, but I saw this diet or I saw that diet. And people sometimes, if they're looking to lose weight especially, are willing to try just about any diet. But there's some caution that comes along with that.
Yeah, when we are looking out, you know, in the internet or on our social media, it's important to identify what a healthy diet looks like and what a fad diet looks like. So if there is somebody that is promoting that you take out whole food groups out of your diet just because they think that's healthy, or they prescribe very restrictive menus, that can be an indication that this diet might not be the healthiest, because, again, like, a healthy diet needs variety from all food groups if you can consume them, right? Variety is very important. If there is a diet that promotes, like, rapid weight loss, that weight loss is probably because it's very restrictive in the amount of calories that person is eating. And the problem with that is that people may gain that weight back faster or even more of the weight that they lost. So, you know, if there's a diet or somebody that's promising you that a food or a medication or a supplement is going to burn fat and you're going to be lean, that is something that we need to be wary about and do our own research and see, is this person trying to sell me something, or is this person really interested in the health of others? Also, look for reliable websites. If it's like a .net, .com, if it has a lot of ads about other products, might not be very reliable. Always look for like .org or .edu if you're looking for nutrition advice that comes from evidence and research.
Yeah, sometimes we're better off to eat the healthy diet, but just maybe not as much of it. Maybe watch our portion size as opposed to trying to just eliminate food groups.
Yeah, and portion control is very important. And again, like variety diet. And if nutrition is just not the foods we eat and how, you know, it's also the connection we feel to these foods. Sometimes we might make choices of foods that may not add a lot of nutrition, like vitamins, minerals, fiber to our diet. But maybe they connect us to something else. But it's important to recognize how we're feeling, what are those connections. And if we are missing some things in our diets, like fruits and vegetables, or more fiber, or more lean proteins, or whole grains, try to incorporate them as well and have variety, but also control the portions. Because not just because something is good means that we can just freely have them in our lives.
Maybe track those snacks as well, because sometimes that's where we kind of run into problems, is some of the snack foods.
Yeah, and with this Nutrition Month, one of the things that they recommend is that, you know, you learn how to cook or like learn how to put healthy meals together. And sometimes if we are working a lot, if we have children, we don't have a lot of time to buy and cut the food ourselves and prepare it. So one good thing is that now, if it's in your means, you can buy pre-cut fruits and vegetables and have them as snacks. So if you have more availability in your refrigerator of healthy snacks, you're more likely to reach for those than the pantry that maybe we have the cookies and the chips and all these other shelf-stable ultra-processed foods.
A lot of things to think about. And as you mentioned, My Plate is a good place to start. And if you just have more questions, you can always check in with your extension office and they can point you in the right direction too.
Absolutely. Extension agents have resources in nutrition that they can point you to. They are also focused on giving you evidence-based information. So if you are looking for nutrition advice or recommendations on how to cook certain foods or eat, you can reach out to your extension office and they can help you.
That's Priscilla Brennis, a nutrition and wellness educator for K-State Research and Extension. For more information on healthful eating and being physically active, contact your local extension office or visit myplate.gov. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.